This is an initial psychiatric assessment. Patient first name is Barbara, B-A-R-B-A-R-B-A-R-A, Vidusic, V-I-D-U-S-I-C. Her date of birth is 2/21/1938. Date of evaluation is 10/11/2023. HPI history page. This is a HPI history page. Complaints, psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, insomnia, history of present illness. This is an 85 years old female who was admitted here on 10/6/2023 upon transfer from St. Mary Mercy Hospital. Patient's chart indicates that she had small bowel obstruction and had exploratory laparoscopic surgery done. Patient also has a history of diabetes, hypertensive heart disease, ASHD, congestive heart failure, muscle weakness, difficulty walking. Patient reports that her son thinks that, quote, I'm severely depressed, unquote, period. Patient minimized the symptoms of depression, and it appears that she was prescribed Cymbalta in the hospital, but patient had asked it to be discontinued because that was not her home medication. Here patient is on low dose of Zoloft, started by PCP. Here she thinks she might have taken hydroxyzine at home for insomnia. She acknowledged trouble falling asleep and attributes that to people on the unit being noisy. Here she denied any thoughts of harm to self or others, but reports that her neighbors are really good and they would bring her food and help her in every way they could. Period. Patient talked about her oldest son and reports that he, quote, dresses weirdly, unquote. Period. She reported that he is in a recovering alcoholic and has been sober for a year, and she appreciates that. Patient has a younger daughter and another son. Patient reports that her daughter manages her finances and youngest son is a plumber. Next paragraph, patient thinks that she might have seen a psychiatrist long time ago and probably took Zoloft in the past. She believes that she weighed 109 pounds when she was at home, but now is 122 pounds. Next paragraph, no history of manic or psychotic symptoms. Next paragraph, review of general system, review of system general, weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, non-reported, musculoskeletal, weakness, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemallergy, non-reported. Next paragraph, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment, yes. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Prior outpatient treatment was helpful, yes. Number of prior hospitalizations, no. Prior to suicide attempts, no. Prior to aggression, no. Next paragraph. Education, highest grade, college, 4 year, current occupation retired, used to work at Delta Airlines as a secretary. Next, my current relationship, widow, number of children, 3. Next paragraph, legal issues, no. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, vicaratrium form and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under history and habits, under review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI. Next paragraph, mental status examination, blood pressure, 163 or 86, respiration 18, pulse 84. Next paragraph, general, appropriately groomed, the demeanor, cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting in a wheelchair, speech clear, mood, mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content no, suicidal or homicidal thoughts, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented to person with a normal place, with a normal time, with a normal memory, reason, with a normal attention, concentration, with a normal fund of knowledge, with a normal judgment and insight, with a normal MSE, sleep disturbance. Next paragraph, medications, and the current medications, Zoloft, 25 milligram, half tablet once a day. Next paragraph, under assessment plan, adjustment disorder with depressed mood at 43.21, plans, continue Zoloft, and add melatonin 3 milligram HS for insomnia. Patient was open to trial of melatonin. Next paragraph, orders and procedure 99305. Next paragraph, supplemental and administrative. Risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of SSRI. Next paragraph, risk benefit statement based on risk-benefit statement. In my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident and associated functional impairment. This is end of dictation.